Back home, and one of Australia's most powerful Indigenous land councils is in turmoil. The Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister has launched an investigation into what's being called serious allegations about the Northern Land Council's governance. It's prompted concerns that sensitive negotiations the Land Council was having about whether the NT fishing industry can continue to use Indigenous-owned coastal waters could stall. Jane Barden reports.
The Northern Land Council has been one of the nation's most effective lobbyists of the federal government on Indigenous land rights and remote housing. But its new chief executive, Jack R. Kitt, says it's now in trouble.
Every organisation or business goes through a cycle where you're going to hit the wall once or twice. Well, we're hitting the wall now. It's the worst time I've ever seen it.
He says he's been brought in by the Land Council's executive to make it more accountable to stakeholders. The NLC is funded through federal government grants and royalties paid to Indigenous landholders across the Top End. But he's been handed a mess of allegations and counter-allegations and a partial investigation into them.
That's why I put my hand up, to come back and help out and turn it around.
The trouble started when regional councillors started asking why a Northern Land Council subsidiary, the Aboriginal Investment Group, was charging such high rent to the Land Council for its buildings. Councillors demanded to know whether there's a conflict of interest, because the Land Council executive is also the leasing company's board of directors. Councillor James Singh wants to know why the Land Council's two previous CEOs, Joe Morrison and Rick Fletcher, who launched the conflict of interest investigation, were sacked by the executive.
The executive have lost their way, and they believe that they're a power amongst themselves, and they feel that they can do whatever they want and have no qualms about doing it and not answering to us.
Members of the NLC executive haven't returned the ABC's calls. Both the leasing company and Jack R. Kitt say there's no problem.
This organisation is squeaky clean in terms of the way it does business. There's no conflict of interest whatsoever.
Mr. R. Kitt says he'll continue the internal investigation, and it will also probe the Land Council executive's allegations that the former CEO, Joe Morrison, may have misappropriated funds and raised his assistant's salary. Joe Morrison says he's produced documents to disprove the allegations. Jack R. Kitt says he'll look at that.
Let me have a look at the files, and then I'll tell you who's an angel and who's not.
He's called on the federal government not to meddle.
We also can tell the minister, well, hang on, this is not your inquiry, this is ours. It's internal, and we'll do this the way we suggest.
Instead, the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister has appointed a departmental official to oversee the investigation into what he's calling serious allegations about the Land Council's governance. Land Councillor James Singh doesn't think that intervention will necessarily work, and he's calling on the Minister to order a full Land Council meeting to thrash the issues out.
We've been lobbying the Minister, and we're still lobbying the Minister, and hopefully we get some response from him.
He says important negotiations on whether Indigenous traditional owners will continue to allow fishing along the majority of the Territory coastline have stalled.
The negotiations and consultations that should be taking place are being held up and frozen because of this turmoil at the moment.
Jack R. Kitt says he's confident that won't happen and an agreement can be reached by the end of the year. But Territory Opposition Leader Gary Higgins is among those not buying that.
We've also got a major issue around the negotiations over housing funding as well for community. And the people that are suffering out of this are the Indigenous people.
NT Opposition Leader Gary Higgins, Jane Barden with that report.